Do you get a sense now, as we're into Thursday, that the disappointment stuff, while it may still be there, that the younger guys are getting themselves ready to play, even though maybe some of the older guys are still a little, have a playoff hangover, if you will?
No, yeah, and I think going into this week, you kind of look at it as, hey, we're not going to the playoffs, we don't have any, no way winning these next two games are going to get us there, but I think us as professionals, we have that competitive nature that anytime we step on the field, we want to go out there and win, whether it's one-on-one matchups or whether it's the game in general, and that's our plan.
Even without the stakes, the average football career isn't that long. The season's only 16 games. Does it give a value to every opportunity?
No, yeah, 100%. I think any moment you step on the field, you get better, and I think that's where you kind of look at this and, hey, how can I get that much better moving forward, moving into next year? Hey, what can I improve on right now in these live, actual games against two really good teams? That will help me propel myself moving forward.
You talked about those two teams. They also defeated you guys earlier in the year. Does that give you a little extra kind of motivation going into the week that you don't want your division rivals to sweep you in the season?
Yeah. No, yeah, I think everyone has those motivation things behind it, whether it's winning the game in general, whether it's division opponents, whether it's, I don't know, playing a spoiler, whether it's whatever you want to call it. Everyone's going to have those little motivation factors that lead into a game. But at the end of the day, I think for us, it's a division game. It's an important game. It's the next game, and we want to keep going 1-0 and have that mentality for us this season.
Like, you guys are always judged X's and O's wise. Coaches review the film, front office reviews the way you play. Do you think there's something else that's going to be judged over the last 2 weeks? Professionalism, leadership, those kinds of intangibles that really come to the fore for a team that's not used to playing for anything?
No, yeah, 100%. I think not only are people going to be looking at that, but it's going to show what certain guys are about. And I think at that point is, hey, where's the passion for the game? Where's the love for the game? Where's that going to show for these next two games? And who's going to put it out there all on the line every single snap because they love winning? And I think that's what's going to show these next two games.
You a sleep guy?
No, I'm not a sleep guy. I will be no sleeves during the game.
But, Blake, you know, some people would call these games, all they're playing for is pride. But isn't personal pride where it all starts? That's how it gets going to begin with.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where a lot of people started their love for the game and their kind of career in football, was just that personal pride of going out there and beating someone across the ball from you, whether it's one-on-one matchups or whether it's coming off the field with a win. And I think that's where all of us started loving the game, that feeling of walking in the locker room with all your friends, all your teammates, and having that feeling of just pure joy of going out there and beating another team.
You've been in this locker room 2 years now. Do you have any doubt that on Saturday you're going to get 110% from everyone in this locker room?
No, there's no doubt. I think even just from our kind of guys upstairs, they do a great job of bringing guys in. I don't think there's ever been a moment where I've seen a guy come in, whether it's free agent, drafts. I know I've only been here 2 years, but just being around these guys, it's unbelievable, just their passion for the game and the leadership that we do have here.
Blake, are you disappointed at all not getting more Pro Bowl recognition possibly?
I mean, it's one of those things. You kind of have those individual goals lined up for you, and you want to achieve those things. And I think I'm not going to look down on it or be negative about it. I'm just going to make it as more of a motivation moving forward.
What more can you do to take the next step to show that you're the kind of player that could get that kind of recognition?
No, yeah, and I think it's just making the plays that are out there. I think I talked to my coach today, and there's been games where I feel like, hey, I had 16, 15 tackles, but I look at it and I could have had 20, 25. And it's those type of moments where, or I think I should have had 5 interceptions this year. And it's those little things where now people are like, oh, dang, this dude's not only leading tackles, but he's also going out there and making plays like a DB would.